Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
So I'll jump right into it. And sorry, I got to Zoom right after this, so I won't be able to stay long for questions. But today's topic, Mike wanted to go over marketing to seniors. The great thing about seniors is there's always going to be seniors. So time keeps on ticking all the time. So no matter how, there's nothing we can do to stop it. Nothing can, everybody who lives in a house is going to have to sell their house eventually. I'm not too sure. There's not too many, the percentage of maybe properties that just go from family member to family member or just down the line that way is probably so small. They can't, you know, probably not even a percent of that. But we know that's an example like the for sale by owners. They say it's somewhere around 5% of houses in the country are sold for sale by owners. But a percentage of those are not for sale by owners. Like they marketed their home. They're just, they never didn't use an agent. So they could be family member to family member, someone to friend. An estate took over and sold it to someone else directly, something like that. So we wanted to go over some ideas on how to market to seniors. And Mike has a couple bullet points to go over. So first, there are, and I have not found the best source for this yet, but I'm actually looking into it as we speak, of where to get lists of people that lived in certain properties at a certain, you know, you could apply for these lists where they could show you, okay, these people live in the house 20 years, 30 years, maybe get their age somehow, show, you know, I have a Zoom with a company next week that does it. So for our Century 21 Homestar agents, watch out for that. I have a company that could get us these demographics of certain areas give those to you so you could start like kind of preemptive marketing of those. But of course, phone calls, postcards, online ads, Facebook ads, definitely you could choose by demographic, age groups, seniors, you could put in tags to show like senior groups, senior members, you could join different social networking groups for seniors. Definitely you could target those social networks and things that you can online. That's obviously just takes up your time and not much money on that. But of course, mailing postcards and following up with people are there. And that's what the target market. And I know Mike is an expert on target marketing on Facebook. I am a novice at that. I don't do much of that. Not being an active seller, an active agent, I don't do personally that. But Mike is an expert on target marketing on Facebook. So that's one way of doing it. And not lucky, let me use this disclaimer, be having kids, four kids at range from 15, 17, 21, or 22 and 24, Facebook to them is for old people like myself. So I just use that disclaimer that one of the things I wanted to talk about, Facebook to some, it's like kind of the first social media and kind of the last one. It just seems like that I tell agents that the Instagrams, the TikToks, and the other social networks are more of the younger crowd, so to say. But so when we're talking about seniors, Facebook could be a very good avenue for that. Also networking with people that seniors gravitate towards professionally, like attorneys, accountants, financial planners, maybe even reaching out to assisted living and 55 and older communities and complexes. Now, when I read bring that up to agents, a lot of times the first thing they say is, well, they're probably getting hit with a lot of agents. That's not always true. It's kind of like for sale by owner. Sometimes agents say, I don't want to call for sale by owners. They're getting a lot of calls and a lot of people stopping by. So they're not getting as many as you think. And they're definitely not getting as many people that are going to be consistent. So example, if you have a 55 and older community or assisted living somewhere in your neighborhood or area or your sphere of area, your geographic area, you know, how much does it cost you to stop by and say hi once a month, once every other month? Maybe that get to know the person or the people up at the front desk. They might not be the people making the decision. They might not be the same people every time, but sitting there and dropping off something of value or just a little gift or a prepackaged candy or something like that once a month, how much time and effort does that cost? And it's just the consistency. We've said this many times, consistency, consistency. Yeah, if you go, I tell any agent, if you're going to do something short term or once or twice or maybe just three times, it's almost, why even bother doing it? Because it's, again, it's consistency over a long period of time. So you could easily get a schedule of reaching out and stopping by or calling or connecting with estate planners, attorneys that do estates, assisted living, anything that would you would think that would bring community seniors to the community. Also, there's a lot of community involvement with seniors in almost every major suburb. So if you reach out to your city and ask what kind of activities and events and things they have for seniors, something that you could definitely volunteer towards and help people create these events and talk to these people and get to know these people, it's definitely something to do. And you know a couple things. If you're getting involved with your city, it doesn't even have to be your city, a neighboring city or something around. I don't think they have some of them. Well, if they'll take volunteers to help with things like blood drives and food drives or just if you have some type of skill or something like you do, I don't know, teach Zumba or something. You can reach out to have a free class for seniors for if you have some type of skill or something that you have outside of real estate skills. If you want to reach out to different cities saying, would you take free classes on this? And do you have a community room or can I bring, something like that? It's worth a phone call. And you know these people, if they're the seniors showing up to these events or these groups or the community events are people that have been living there a while. Usually it's not someone that just moved there because their seniors are probably there. And guess what? They could be your best advocates. You get to know them and be friendly with people that are in a community, not just seniors, anybody that's going or other people that are volunteering in a community. They care about that community. Either they're attending or they're other volunteers or people helping. That's how you get to know a community. So how much time or effort or money does it cost to do that? And again, over a long period of time, maybe they meet whatever it is once a month, once a quarter, twice a year. If it's somewhere it's in your exact city or a surrounding city, how much effort does that take from you?
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
Also, when you're reaching out to these communities and see if you could hold your own event or class about real estate. So senior moves, team up with an estate planner, team up with assisted living, someone or anybody that would benefit them, and they'll help you have a class or in an area. I think most cities that really cater to their community and have a community room and have the facilities for this want to put more things in there to show their value of a community, to show in their newsletters and the emails or on their website. When people go in, that's how they show value to their community in their city, that they have these free events. And I think most cities would allow you to do that. So those are the main things that I really push agents almost on a daily basis. When we talk about seniors, we talk about new first-time home buyers. You got to connect with the community and figure out how to connect with them on that. So these were the main points and notes that Mike wanted to go through. But, and I'm sorry, I got to cut it short because I got mine starting soon on that. But remember, please call me or Mike, and we'll be happy to set some time aside and we'll go over what we do. I mean, there's no, and I get brokers and managers that I run into of other companies and the things that go, why do you do these classes and why do you do these Zooms and give out this information? Is because a real estate community, the more we show value everywhere else, and sorry to get off on a tangent here, the more we have any realtors showing up to community events, showing up for senior nights, and it's advertising for all of us. Every successful agent, or almost any agent that's been in the business a while, is probably got a client that knows them, friend, relative, referral from a friend, and they call them because they saw a realtor or someone mailed them some, or someone called them, or someone showed up their house, or they went to an event and there was a realtor there, they're talking, but they didn't want to reach out to that realtor. They go, wow, that he or she brought up a good point about when I decide to sell my house and talking to an estate planner, but then they call you because they know you longer. Does that follow you? So I tell agents, I wouldn't be scared of other agents. You know, if you see a advertisement in a community for another agent doing something, yeah, you wish you did it too, but also it's good advertising for all of us as realtors, because if you're farming in that area or farming or talking to people in that community and other agents doing it, but you've been doing it longer and you will do it longer, their conversation, their event might spark them to call you. It happens all of the time. So don't stop that. It's just kind of like when you see example, I always use this analogy of like, you all of a sudden you're like, you know, I feel like coffee. I saw an advertisement for coffee and you're like, you know, I saw a Starbucks ad and I just, yeah, you know, I want a cup of coffee, but I don't like Starbucks. I like Dunkin' Donuts. Sorry to all the Starbucks people out there, but that Starbucks ad got me thinking about coffee, and then I went to Dunkin' Donuts. So Dunkin' Donuts took advantage of the Starbucks advertising. So that's why we need more and more agents to be front and center with people, so they know that we're out there, that they consciously or unconsciously know to reach out to their trusted realtor. So the last thing I'll say, that's why I feel that I like when I see advertisements, not even just our agents, if I see other agents doing things, it just keeps us as our industry front and center of people. And the agent that they know the longest, so like say you've been farming an area and you continue to, and they see one agent once, it might spark their memory and reach out to you. I know it happens all the time. I know that happens to realtors almost on the daily basis, even if that person didn't tell you that They might just like, you know, why did you call me up to talk to me about estate planning? And if I have my house in my name and I sell it or put it in an estate and then sell it and all of that kind of questioning that seniors might have, they might have went to event or got saw ad by an agent on Facebook or something like that. So, all right, well, that's it for today. Sorry, I got to cut it short at noon here and get ready for mine. That will be on my Facebook with Debbie and myself when we just do it on my Facebook page. So if you want to join that, but also to all Century 21 agents, I will be emailing it, of course, next week too. So thanks for joining us. Sorry for the delay, everyone. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.